Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. 早上好，大家。
Thank you for the time of praise this morning. Thank you, choir, for that song. Love praising God with all of you together.
谢谢诗班优美的歌声，你们的歌声是蒙神喜悦的。
I know we read the scripture in Chinese, but let me read it once in English. The body is one unit, though it is made up of many parts. And though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given the one spirit to drink. The human body is absolutely fascinating. It's made up of many different parts. I'm sure many of you have either taught your children, or if you are young enough, you remember learning the song Head, Shoulders, Knees, and Toes. Right? That song teaches children about all these different parts of your body. So each part has its function. Each part is important. And when the body works together, you don't always think about it. You just take it for granted that everything works. But if you take the pinky toe, for example, it's the smallest toe on your foot. It doesn't feel like it does much, but if you've ever hurt your pinky toe, you realize just how much you use it. You realize how important it is. And that's how God has designed our bodies. Every part has a purpose. They all work together.
上帝创造我们人的身体是非常奇妙的。我相信我们很多人都听过这首儿歌，就是头、肩膀、膝盖、脚趾头。 这是一首非常有名的儿歌，是教导幼儿认识身体的不同的部位。我们身体的每个部分都有不同的功能，所以每个部分都是很重要的。可能有人不这么认为，认为我们可能你看看你的脚趾头那个最小的那个脚趾头，可能有人觉得那个好像没什么太多的用处。但是当有人伤了你的那个最小的那个脚趾头的时候，你会怎么样？ 你会意识到，原来那个也是很重要的。神就是这样设计我们的身体，每个部分都有用处，并且他们全都在一起可以协调的工作。And
that's the analogy that the Apostle Paul uses for the church, that the church is also made up of many parts, but they all form one body. It's made up of many people, but we are one. So for those of you that are getting baptized today, know that when you are saying yes to God, when you are saying yes to Jesus, you are saying yes to the church as well. When you say yes to the head, you say yes to the body. So that means you're going to be a part of our church. You're going to be a part of MCLCC, and you will have your role to play. In the rest of the chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul talks about the different gifts of the Holy Spirit, how God has gifted each and every one. He intends for you to use those gifts for the building up of the church, to bless others. So don't think that, oh, I was only just recently baptized, I'm not that important. No, you are that important. You are absolutely vital to the church. We need you just as much as you need us. And we would not be the same without you.
在我们刚才读的哥林多前书第十二章中的那段经文，使徒保罗用人的身体来比喻教会。教会也是有许多肢体组成的一个身体。我想对今天要受洗的弟兄姐妹讲，你们要知道，当你对耶稣说愿意的时候，表示你对教会说愿意，成为其中的一个肢体。你愿意成为每一层基督生命堂中的一员。在 第十二章中的后面的那一部分经文当中，使徒保罗在谈论圣灵赐下不同的恩赐，神给教会成员每个人都有恩赐，让我们用这些恩赐来建立教会，用这些恩赐来祝福他人。所以你不要这样想，我今天只是受洗了，但对我对教会来说不是很重要。错了，这样想法是不对的。你对教会绝对的重要。
So for everyone else, we need to welcome these new members into the church. We need to make sure that they feel like a part of the body. I'm going to have us do a very simple exercise. So if you are able to stand, please stand.
我现在要对、教会其他的弟兄姐妹讲，让我们一起来热烈欢迎今天要受洗的、三位弟兄姐妹加入我们教会当中，让他们感受到刚受洗的弟兄姐妹就是我们当中的一部分。我不知道今天这三位要受洗的弟兄姐妹，你们可以站起来一下，让我们认识一下。
我们先
OK， 那三位要受洗的可以站在前面来吗？让我们大家可以去认识一下。Please come forward.
那个小木过来，对。
好，这就是我们今天要受洗的三位弟兄，让我们一起来热烈欢迎他们。现在，不动手了。
OK， 好，每一个弟兄姐妹都站起来，我们要要求你们做两个动作。
Yes.Boring to listen to a sermon if you're not doing anything. All right, so I'm going to get you involved. I want everyone to just put your hands together.
Okay, and 我们相信每个人都有两只手吧，对不对？你把你的两只手放在一起就可以了。Okay.
Really easy, right? No one has a problem putting your hands together. All right, now I want you to touch your feet with your hands.
好，对不对？把手放在一起很容易。现在每个人用你的手去摸你的脚。啊，摸你的脚背啊，觉得怎么样？是不是觉得啊比较困难一点
？All right, okay, that's a lot harder to do. Okay, you guys can all sit down. 可以请坐。
好，请坐。
Right, it's a lot harder to touch your feet with your hands, especially if you have not done it in a long time. And sometimes, as the church, sometimes as older members in the church, we get used.To sticking with the people that we've known for a long time, right? The people in our small groups, the people that we're close to. It's easy to talk with them. It's comfortable to fellowship with them. That is our hands coming together. Really easy to do. But to put our hands and feet together, that requires some stretching. We have to leave our comfort zone. It requires effort. It's not easy. It's not always comfortable. Yet we know that there are tremendous benefits to stretching.And we will experience benefits when we welcome these new members into the church. We'll gain new perspectives. We'll hear different opinions. We'll see how God has gifted different people to serve his kingdom. We will become a stronger body. We'll become a stronger church.
刚才当大家用你的手去摸你的脚背的时候，我不知道有没有人摸不着哈。是不是啊，要比较困难很多，比你把双手放在一起要困难很多。为什么会这样子呢？因为可能大家很久很久没有做过这样的动作。我们从这个动作当中就感受到了什么？当我们跟熟悉的人在一起的时候呢，我们都会感觉很容易啊，很舒服，对吧？特别是当我们跟很亲近的人在一起的时候啊，那种感觉是感觉是非常好的哈，就是在一起很轻松。就像我们把双手放在一起一样，但是当用你的手去摸你的脚的时候呢，你就需要尽力伸展你的身体，然后才可以做得到，对吗？这样做的话可能会让你觉得不是很舒服，也不是那么容易，是要需要付出努力才行的。但是我们也知道，我们这样去经常去伸展你的身体哈，对你的身体是大有益处的。我们欢迎新的弟兄姐妹加入教会，会让我们经历许多的益处比如说让我们会有很多新的发现让我们看见神是怎样使用他们与我们在一起来侍奉神，来使教会更加强壮使我们弟兄姐妹能够更加彼此相爱。
So I'm happy to see all of you come out today and celebrate together. That's wonderful.But don't let it stop here. Don't think, okay, I did my part. I witnessed the baptism. I'm done. You're not done. You need to continue to walk with our brothers and sisters as they take this step of faith. And God does amazing things through his people as they serve and fellowship together as one. And we are all part of one body, Let's not forget each other. We're each important. And so let's live that out as a church.
所以今天我很高兴看见大家来到这些地方来见证弟兄姐妹的洗礼，这非常的棒。但是我们不要只停留在这里，我们不要这样想，哇，我今天已经来参加洗礼了，我做完我应当做的那一部分啊，不对的啊，我们还远远没有做完。你需要继续陪伴今天刚受洗的这些弟兄姐妹，帮助他们啊信心进一步成长。神要通过我们在一起彼此同心啊，彼此服侍，彼此相爱，来成就非凡的工作。我们都是教会身体的一部分，我们每个人都很重要。就让我们来活出圣经的这个教导来，活出这个真理来，让我们真正成为一体，在耶稣基督里面。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this time. We thank you for these two sisters and brother that are going to get baptized today. We thank you that you are adding to our body. We thank you that you are building us up, that you will make us stronger. God, we pray for unity. We pray for peace. We pray for harmony. God, we pray for sweet times of fellowship. God, we pray for our brothers and sisters, especially as they begin this journey, Lord, that you would protect them, that you would lead them, that you would guide them. Father, I pray that you would teach us as a church how we may come alongside them and support them and love them and encourage them to continue in their faith journey. Father, I pray that you would also renew our faith. If some of us have kind of strayed, if we've lost a passion for you, I pray that coming here, seeing this profession of faith, Lord, would just renew us and restore us. Father, Lord, we thank you and pray these things in Jesus' name.
Amen.
现在
天父，我们来到你面前，为着今天要受洗的三位弟兄姐妹，我们来感恩。谢谢你能够来拣选他们，也能够感动他们愿意来受洗。我们知道受洗只是第一步，他们前面还有走的路还有很长。我们求圣灵在他们心中来继续来做工，来带领他们，来坚固他们，使他们一生愿意走跟随主耶稣基督的道路。主啊，我们也为着在座的所有的弟兄姐妹，我们也来祷告。我们知道我们可能受洗了已经很长时间，我们可能有的时候我们也信心有软弱，我们有疲乏的时候。我们来到你面前来祈求，求你继续来坚固我们，来带领我们，使我们能够软弱的能够重新得力，让我们能够重新展翅上腾。主啊，求主的让我们能够，不管是刚受洗的，还是我们已受洗很长时间的我们弟兄姐妹，让我们一起在教会里面，在基督生命堂里面，让我们一起成为一体，让我们来彼此服侍，让我们来建立教会。求你来够帮助我们，让我们能教会在这地方能够来荣耀主你的名。我们谢谢你听我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督名求，阿门。